It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Tutcher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash, the Chef.
Oh, the Bankroll Boys. Everyone loves the Bankroll Boys, especially if they're earning you cash, as they have with, I know, many people on the show in the past, including myself. They are brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now. Use promo code SportsHub and get a free shot at the $1 million top prize with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Speaking of that, I haven't bet on anything in a long time. I don't even know if I have a bankroll. I don't even know what I have or what's been going on. Is there any kind of update, Joe? If you don't know, then I don't blame you.
I have to go back in history here.
Okay.
But, you know, with everything that's happened in the pandemic, I wonder if we should
just start
over.
At zero?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Because here's one thing I do know. I do know I don't owe money. I know that. If anything, I was up, but I don't. At this point, it wasn't even much. So I don't know what's going on. But let's start at zero. Because now that the whole basketball season thing happened yesterday, my juices are flowing, Joe. They're flowing. I'm getting the itch.
Well, there
I'm
are
the itch.
There are odds for who could win the NBA championship.
I know. We got Mr. Lifshatz on the phone with us. He is no longer allowed in studio because there's too many people in there, according to our regulations.
Yep.
So until we get to, I don't know, phase three of the Beasley Media welcome back plan, Dan, unfortunately, going to have to be joining us virtually, or at least as we used to call it, by the phone. So, Dan, thanks for coming on with us, man.
Yeah, no problem, man. It's fine with me. I'll stay here.
Is it less work for me? So now that the NBA has announced their return, and it's all going to be strange because there is going to be the 8-9 seed deal, and there's going to be that shortened regular season for the 22 teams that are there. How does that affect the odds, and did that help or hurt the Celtics in your mind?
Well, I personally think it's going to help the Celtics having such a long layoff. The guys are younger. They'll get adjusted quicker. Now, it's better for some older teams. I think you could probably make a case that's better for the Lakers. But teams that were just absolutely on fire, and I would make the case that the Celtics were not one of those teams, I think it's going to cool them down. I think the Celtics actually probably have a better chance and maybe make, you know, an extra run. Getting the 8 warm-up games before the playoffs is probably good for them. You know, I actually think it's probably going to benefit them down the line, to be honest with you.
Okay, as much as I crap on value picks, because I've talked about this with Joe, like if it's a bad pick, why put money on it? Like when you know it's something that's not going to win, then why would you put cash on it and pray that you would hit? Because even Joe admits he's blown more money on that than he's ever won, even on a long shot. But this year's different, and we've talked about how, you know, these playoffs are going to be wacky. You're going to get a 6 or a 7 seed that out of nowhere is going to be on fire because it's so unpredictable. Who's got the young legs? Is it the veteran leadership that helps you do well? Just going from 0 to 60 and right out of the bat, getting right into games that matter. And I'm looking at some of the value that you have on teams like Dallas. Like Dallas is one of those teams that, I mean, man, you could possibly see do something like that because of a guy like Luka, who's so young and so explosive. They're at plus 4,000 right now. That to me almost seems like one that it would almost be a crime not to put money on, right?
I mean, Joe, if you want to answer that, that's fine.
But my whole thing is this. There's three teams to put money on. It's either the Lakers, Bucks, or Clippers. And that's it.
Like, those are the three favorites, though, right?
And that's square as hell, but, I mean, isn't this a square league, Dan? Isn't this what you do here? It's the, you know, like, again, Boston's right 1,200, you know?
Yeah, but this year, is it? Because normally I would agree with you, but this just, it seems like it's going to be different and more unpredictable, don't you think?
I don't think we really know what's going to happen this year. It's kind of uncharted territory, but, you know, when it comes to the NBA and its history, for the most part in the past 5 to 10 years, it has been square as hell, as Joe said. And again, I think that this, you know, I was kind of very heavily against the Bucks making the finals, but I think that this, you know, helps not having to play in front of home crowds helps the Bucks. Like other teams' home crowds, not helps the Bucks. I don't know. I think this is probably, you know, helpful for the square teams, to be honest with you, because at the end of the day, now it's just talent. They don't have to worry about going into Philadelphia or Boston or one of these tougher places to play and find a way to win in front of the crowd. No, they're just playing. And when it comes just down to talent, the Bucks are probably the most talented team in the East, and the Lakers and the Clippers are the most talented teams in the West.
And the other thing is Philadelphia, it was awful away from home court. That's the thing. You take home court away from Philadelphia, they get hurt the worst because of this.
Well, I think your best argument was the other day when you were talking about older guys like Al Horford. Mm. Like, how are they going to fare through all this?
Yep.
And but then again, you know, on the Celtics side of things, we don't know what Kemba Walker's going to be. And I guess just looking at the odds right now, it just seems to be in order of record. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like any of this has skewed Vegas's view of how things are going to shake out.
Yeah. If I was going to dabble on anybody, Houston at 1,500, again, Harden and Westbrook could be interesting. But, you know, they've had issues in the past, but they kind of put it together a little bit when they changed the lineup. And Miami in the East, like, Miami's this team that's creeping around the Celtics. They've
great
had a really good
coach.
Year.
Great head coach. Exactly. Out of Bio's an all-star, and Jimmy Butler, that's a good call.
So that's all I have. Like everybody, like Utah, could they go on a run? Maybe, plus 4,000. Brooklyn, if they get Kevin Durant and Kyrie play, that's plus $5,000 odds right there. So like you dabble on that stuff, but for me, it's Houston or Miami. That's it.
All right, so with Boston at plus 1,200, that's a bet you take, right? I mean, you put a little bit on it.
I mean, if you want to, it's a home court thing. Without the Celtics home court, which is where I think, you know, the Celtics crowd in the playoffs, you know, this is not the Patriots crowd in the playoffs. This is the Celtics crowd. It's a different atmosphere. I think that helps the team tremendously. I think without that and taking that away, you probably lessen, you know, their ability to beat a team like Milwaukee, but maybe improve their ability to beat a team like Miami. So I think you have to look at it both ways, you know, where maybe they get, you know, to the Eastern Conference Finals, but maybe they can't beat a team like Milwaukee, you know, and something like that. I would probably stay away from that, but I would also understand why you want to bet it.
Okay, so the Buffalo Bills are now the betting favorites to win the AFC East at Bovada. That is something that that's really no shock.
Ask Dan how he feels about that.
I know you're a big Bills fan, aren't you there, Dan?
Yeah, I lost my mind the other day, Saturday morning. I lost my mind.
So, does it piss you off when you see this?
No, I just find it crazy that people are praising Sean McDermott for being such an amazing coach when he got absolutely de-pantsed by Bill freaking O'Brien in the playoffs, and people are praising this guy like he's, you know, the second coming of Bill Belichick, when in his biggest shining moment, he couldn't hold a double-digit lead to one of the worst coaches in the NFL.
That wasn't really – I mean, the score was what, like a three-point game?
Was it 18-17, something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I know that they had a lead – but, I mean, Deshaun Watson is unbelievable. I mean, for the Bills to – just look on paper at the talent that each team had. That's not really pantsing somebody, is it?
Hey, Dan, just because of you, I'm going to take Josh Allen plus 50.
Saturday show should be interesting.
We found out the other day you like burning your money. You took hole in one in the match.
How's hey, I'll try anything, man.
All right. I have a question, and I saw this, and I'm wondering why in the world it was posted. The Bovada odds for who would win in a fight between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Trump minus 155, Biden 115. Who bets on this, and is it just a casino saying we're short on cash, we need the money? Explain this, Dan Lifschitz.
So basically this is what you would call a hold, where they get to hold on to your money. So, you know, it's basically just money they're taking away from you currently so that you cannot, you know, bet it on anything else, probably because books are salvaging right now and they need people to bet less on, you know, things like South Korean baseball and Taiwan baseball and Belarusian soccer. And so this is literally just a hold where people will make a dumb bet just to say they made a dumb bet. But yes, of course, Donald Trump would unfortunately be the favorite in that fight.
See, I see Donald Trump getting winded after throwing the first punch, but it would barely connect onto Biden's chin, like just like graze it, just like a bing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Biden would disintegrate, like the guy who drank from the wrong grail.
Yes,
and
that's
Jones. Yeah. So he would end up winning, but it would be the ugliest fight of all time with a gnarly as end. And then you know what? Then Donald Trump would probably pass out and die from the most activity he's had cardiovascularly in his entire presidency. That would be pretty fantastic. Yeah. That's a fight that you want to talk about pay per view. It'd be the best 6 seconds of any fight you'd ever see.
It would be Rocky too. They'd all fall over right at the end. You know, pow.
Yes.
I'd pay unlimited amounts to watch that happen. Unlimited amounts of money to watch that.
Real quick, UFC 250 is this weekend. Amanda Nunes is taking on Felicia Spencer. Spencer fought Cyborg, did very well in that fight. She's plus 475. Nunes is minus 670 right now at the DraftKings app. I wouldn't touch the 670. I don't even know if there's value at 475, but that's juicy. For me, Dan, I'm going to take Nunez TKO. It's still high at minus 230, but you can get her by decision right now at plus 333. I don't know if it goes the distance, but that's some good odds if it can get to the, finish it off and get to the judges.
All right. You guys have been very good.
Instead of taking that, wouldn't you rather just, I'd just take the over. If you think that Nunez is going to win by decision, just take the over 1.5 rounds.
Good point.
All right, give me something degenerate to bet on. I need something. I'm itching. I told Joe the other day that my fantasy has been that I just leave the house and I walk right into I go to downtown Boston. I take the boat and I go down to the Encore and I sit down and I just gamble at a blackjack table until I can't see anymore. And I want to rub up against people because I know that the coronavirus is over and I don't care. Like, that's my dream. And it always involves gambling. So there's something wrong with me right now and I have to start betting some money. I want something degenerate to bet on. Give it to me. What do you got?
Joe, you got anything?
No, I got nothing, but I know you're the Bundesliga guy.
What do you mean you have nothing?
Well, I got UFC
nothing
all this weekend, you know? I got tons of underdogs this weekend.
All right.
All right.
I can give you a South Korean overnight soccer game if that gets your juices flowing.
What did you say? What overnight soccer?
A South Korean overnight soccer game? Would that get
now
your
we're
juices
talking
flowing?
Yes, give it to me. Give it to me.
Okay, so I am on Incheon and Gangwon over 2.5. It's a South Korean. Sorry if I mispronounced those. I don't know how to say them. But Incheon, Gangwon over 2.5 plus 105. And that goes off, I think, at like 5 a.m. tonight.
Ooh. Put me down for two bills. Ooh. I don't even know what I'm betting on.
So we need
so
three,
have to inform
we need
me
three goals.
Morning. Three goals, right?
Three goals. Yep.
Awesome. All right. $200. Let's do that. Let's go. We're $200 on that game. Finally, we have a little bit of skin in this thing. It's been a long, long, long time, and I've been depressed, and I'm glad we're finally at a place where we can bet on things, even if it is overnight Korean soccer. Three goals, and I don't even know what teams they are. Dan, I'm just going to have to rely on you to tweet me in the morning.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. The Bankroll Boys, you can hear them on
7 a.m. Saturday morning.
7 a.m. Saturday mornings. Appreciate it, Dan. Thanks for coming on with us. And when we get back, we'll talk about that player with a very pristine reputation who said something yesterday that His teammates don't seem to like him very much anymore. We'll get to that right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Nine and five of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, and it's been a very strange week, obviously, with everything that's been going on with the protests and everything, especially here in Boston. We've all been, if you're not down in the middle of it, you've been watching it on TV, and very polarizing. And it's been a week where hopefully a lot of people have had discussions that might have been tough, but they were discussions that needed to happen. And yesterday, there was a press release that came out from a guy who doesn't really speak that much on things like this. And that person, actually, one of the best quiet leaders that I can remember in Boston sports history, and that is Patrice Bergeron. And if you want to know how to be a leader and how to be someone who can speak sincerely and cut right to the problem and show you exactly what it means to be somebody who has any kind of clout in the city, you got to read the statement from Patrice Bergeron. It was perfect. And Patrice Bergeron is one of those guys that never gets enough credit in this town for being exactly everything that an athlete should be. Not just an athlete, but I mean, he's just like one of those guys that's just, you know, I don't know. You can't find almost anything wrong with the way he carries himself. And, I thought it was fantastic that he did it. It was something that it wasn't prodded on by the Bruins. They'd already released their statement, yet Patrice not only came out and made an excellent release, but he also said that he was going to donate a large amount of money to organizations that are trying to find progress in racial profiling and, of course, police brutality to fight those type of things. And it was just, it's everything you wanted to hear, and Patrice is just the best. So down in New Orleans, Drew Brees, he's like the Patrice Bergeron, but even more so, because he's Tom Brady, Patrice Bergeron, everything combined. If you've ever known anyone who has lived in New Orleans, there are Mardi Gras parades where his face is on the front. He is everything to that town. And you saw the reaction that Drew Brees got at the beginning of this pandemic when he donated $5 million of his own money to help fight the coronavirus. He is somebody that is just infallible in that city. As a matter of fact, there's not many people. Like, if you were to like put out a survey in the city of New Orleans and just said, who do you look up to the most? And that's from anyone, like politicians like that. I guarantee you top two names that were going to be on there is Drew Brees. There are very few athletes that are that beloved in their city more than Drew Brees is to New Orleans. And that's why yesterday was just earth-shaking what he did. So he was doing an interview, and he was asked about – Drew Brees was doing an interview and asked about when all of this – when the season starts back up, how are you going to handle when people take a knee like Colin Kaepernick did for the national anthem? And Drew Brees said this.
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears, thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s and everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together. We can all do better and that we are all part of the solution.
Okay. So guess who's pissed? That would be
everybody,
everyone, including his teammates, people who have stood up for him and love this guy, guys who are in his locker room with him, who have been friends with him forever. Everyone. I mean, there's players on the team that are not only not following him on Instagram anymore, his petty like that, but actually coming out and making videos. Teammates of this guy who are saying, and I'm not even a read the room type guy, but dude, read the room. On top of that, here's the thing about Drew Brees. Is that Drew Brees seems like an all right guy, and he's probably a guy of character. But you know what he is? He's a guy that just doesn't listen. And that's the problem. And I don't get it. And this is the thing. At this point, I don't understand how you can't, after all of the stuff that you've heard Colin Kaepernick say and all the other players, is that this protest has nothing to do with the American flag or the anthem. The story has always been, and Kaepernick has said it, and I don't know how many more times it needs to be said, that he wanted to find a way to protest violence against minorities. And he talked with an Army vet, Nate Boyer, spoke with him and said, how can I do this with respect to the people that have served? And it was Boyer, an Army vet, who told him the best way to do it would be to take a knee. It shows respect. As a matter of fact, I have his quote. He said, I expressed to him, maybe there's a different way of demonstrating where you're showing more respect to those who lay down their lives for what the flag and the anthem is for. He goes, I suggested kneeling. Once again, he talked to an Army vet to get the best way to do it, to be able to not offend anybody, but also get his message across. He said, I suggested kneeling because people kneel to pray. We'll kneel in front of a fallen brother's grave. And he said, it's the ultimate sign of respect to kneel while you're doing that. So Colin Kaepernick took this vet's advice. Once again, it had never been about the anthem and it had never been about the flag. And for someone at this point to not understand that is someone who just doesn't listen. I don't believe Drew Brees is a racist. I don't believe that he has hatred in his body. I just believe he's someone who has shut his ears off to his teammates and to conversations around him. And he's been blinded by other things. And at some point, that is the issue. You have to open your ears and listen to other people.
Here's the problem, Rich. It not only is it, and you're 100% correct, and that's the big situation in the country today. You have to listen to the other side in order to get anything done. And we've seen some progress made. But honestly, he says this, he's not going to see any of these guys for about 7 weeks. And regardless of how much apologizing he does over the phone or through Zoom chat or FaceTime, when he sees these guys, all is not forgotten. Oof. They're still going to be massively uncomfortable because then the media gets involved and questions are going to be asked every single day of training camp. We talked it out. It's over. No, it's not.
I don't mean
no,
to step in. No, it's not. But just to correct you here, because of this, it sounds like there is a team meeting that's going to happen.
Maybe
you know?
So.
And you know what? It has to happen. And to be honest, this is one of those things that I hate this term because it sounds like something that an angry teacher would say to you after you get in trouble, but this is a teachable moment. Like, this is something that, you know what? Maybe people who had the same opinion that Drew Brees had are going to see this, and maybe Drew Brees will come out of this after talking to some of the people on his team and realize, you know what? And his teammates might go, I know you're not someone who's racist. I know you're not someone who has, I've seen you in action. You seem to love your community and love your teammates, but you're also someone who is ignorant right now and just doesn't, and has not listened over the last several years to why this is being done. And, but one thing that has come out of this is some really, really intense videos that people have made about Drew Brees. Let's start with Ed Reed, who Ed Reed is someone from New Orleans. Like, wasn't he born in New Orleans and raised in New Orleans? So here is Ed Reed and his reaction to what Drew Brees said.
I'm going to just get straight to it. I see Drew Brees trying to do his part in keeping black folk down. You're a straight sucker for that, Drew Brees. We all got kids, so I'm going to try to mind what I say right now. Drew Brees, you're a straight sucker, man. You're a sucker for that, bro. Why you think all these young people out here protesting? Why you think they out here protesting? The looting, I can see you speaking on the looting and saying that's bad, you don't support that. But why you think all these young people out here protesting? I really ain't got no more words for you, bro. You're a sucker, man. Straight BS, man. Straight BS. And for all my Saints fans, for all my New Orleans people who still like your ass just because they want to win games, y'all right with him. You understand? Drew Brees, you're a sucker. You're going to be a sucker. You understand? Punk, man.
Okay, so, I mean, Joe, did this affect the betting lines? Did this affect the betting lines for the Saints yesterday?
No, no. I mean, just to be serious, woman, maybe we can get into this after the headlines. But, you know, even yesterday we were talking about guys in the league who you like, you know, who could be like, you know, the next villain. It's just weird how this came out today, and one of the guys we mentioned was Aaron Rodgers, and Rodgers
looks great in all this.
He had the flip side of all that. You know what I mean? And
yeah, like, who would have thought that this morning we would be crapping on Drew Brees and praising Aaron Rodgers?
That's where I'm going with this. That's exactly my point right now is Drew Brees is the most upstanding guy, and like, to be called a sucker like that, and that's not going to go over well. And I'm looking at his future. He's already signed a
team
deal to be
meeting.
Notre Dame.
And you brought this up. Team meetings aren't going to make this go away. You need a person-to-person, like, sit down and talk. And even then, it'll be this thing that hangs over you. This isn't a guy who's on special teams. This is the leader of your team. Sean Payton's going to earn his money this year because he was the first to come out and say, you know what? Don't worry about any of the off-season stuff. I'll see you at training camp, be ready to go. Now I think he's rethinking that because you need a lot of work to be done between now and the end of July.
All right, 617-779-0985. Once again, I don't think Drew Brees is a bad guy. And matter of fact, I think that there is potential for this to turn into something that could end up helping things.
If he talks
to his teammates and he comes out and goes, you know what? Because, I mean, Drew Brees, I don't think, is a racist. I think he's dumb. Like, now I think he just didn't listen. You're just not listening. He's either dumb or he's just caught in his own world and doesn't see anything outside. I mean, like, you know, he's got family, and I know that he thinks that those are the people that they're disrespecting. But if you just listen, you will know, and it's been said over and over again, that it's not. It's never been about that. So once we were talking about how, you know, what's going on with the actual Saints themselves, a couple of his own teammates spoke out yesterday. And that's where, I mean, if you're Drew Brees, you've got to be thinking this is going to be, maybe it's like Tom Brady. Maybe that's why he doesn't ever say anything. Tom Brady's just sitting there going, all right, man, but we'll take your call. 617-779-0985. And we'll hear what some of his teammates have to say. It's not pretty, but we'll see what ends up coming out of it right after Joe Murray's headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
This guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Shout out Michael Thomas, man. Way to hold Drew Brees accountable, Mike. I don't give a damn if he throw you all them touchdowns. Hold his ass accountable. Wrong, bad timing, Drew Brees. Bad timing, bro. All right? You play for New Orleans and you live in New Orleans. All them black people in New Orleans that support you, Drew Brees, you got to be a little bit more sensitive to the timing, bro. You can't just be saying out your ass. Yeah, you should understand. But y'all got to hold all y'all white teammates accountable, bro. All that. You know what I'm saying? We got to end that now. Ain't no straddling the fence. All right? Y'all got to check y'all teammates. Michael Thomas, I salute you, bro. Drew Brees. Way to check his ass. If you ain't down with us, then, hey, you on the other side. All that friends and acting like you support us, acting like you really down with us. We ain't buying that shit. All that half-ass supporting us, we ain't down with that. The same you half-ass supporting is the same you throwing them passes to that make you get all these goddamn yards. Facts. But y'all don't like the truth.
That is Steven Jackson right there on the whole situation. Drew Brees, who yesterday was interviewed and was talking about how he was asked how he was going to act if anyone next season knelt like Colin Kaepernick did. He said, I don't like when the flag is disrespected. And, you know, to that, his teammates obviously went off. Well, that not being one of his teammates, but many of them did. As a matter of fact, Michael Thomas, as he was talking about, was very vocal. Alvin Kamara, Emmanuel Sanders, they all tweeted something about it and then unfollowed Drew Brees. As a matter of fact, the Saints are going to have this virtual team meeting, which, according to some reports, was that it was already scheduled, but now they're saying that that's going to be the first thing. I mean, how do you not address that immediately? And on top of that, they're also known for having a pretty tight locker room around the league. The Saints, everyone seems to have gotten along. There doesn't seem to be any issues as of late, and now all of a sudden they've got to figure out how to keep this from imploding. And it's one thing that if you're, you know, Steven Jackson, a guy who wants to come out and speak, but what if you are one of his teammates? And here is Malcolm Jenkins, and I think that he has deleted this video since. But Malcolm Jenkins came out and recorded this, and here's a guy that Drew Brees obviously is going to have to speak with.
Our communities are under siege, and we need help. And what you're telling us is, don't ask for help that way. Ask for a different way. I can't listen to it when you ask that way. We're done asking, Drew. And people who share your sentiments, who express those, and push them throughout the world, the airwaves, are the problem. And it's unfortunate, because I considered you a friend. I looked up to you. You're somebody who I had a great deal of respect for. But sometimes you should shut the f*** up.
All right.
Apparently that wasn't his first video that he did. He actually recorded a few others that were a lot worse than that and deleted those before posting that one.
So that's the safe one that was not deleted.
Yes, no, I think he eventually deleted it, but that's the one that made it onto social media. He apparently recorded a couple of others that were not nearly as nice and
all
didn't
right.
post them.
Well, let's go to Jeff on line one. Jeff, you're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, guys, thank you. And Rich, you really did a great job of summing everything up, but I did want to add just a few things that, you know, offhand, I don't know who the turnstile is that the Saints are going to have at left tackle. But Brees is going to be on the receiving end of a record number of sacks with my bad becoming the Saints' recurring phrase in 2020, unless he takes the lead with the acceptance of his ignorance an understanding of the severity of what's going on. And he acknowledges that if we had just listened to Cap 4 years ago, instead of buying a fake narrative sold to the country by a snake oil salesman, that maybe we wouldn't be here, but this might just be all part of the necessary need for something to happen and shake up for us to move forward and actually become that shining, you know, whatever, city on a hill, whatever the phrase is. But we're so much better than this. And to not listen and to just breathe, pull your head out. You don't need a shoehorn. You need a crowbar. Get it out of your ass, because people look up to you. You have an opportunity now to make sure that the people who listen and think the same way that you do know the facts. This had nothing to do with the anthem. It had nothing to do with the flag. In fact, it was honoring those people who fought for our right to peacefully protest. Get it? It's not that tough. Just listen. Thank you, guys. Boston, have a great day.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Okay, well, I'm you know, listen, you could say what it is. It's a narrative. It's sort of, I don't believe that with Drew Brees. I honestly think that, you know, he is someone who, as he said, has a heavy military family. And, you know, his first impression was that when he saw someone kneeling, he thought it was something that was disrespectful to the anthem and to the flag, to America. And all it took for him to find out that that's not what he was doing was to listen to Colin Kaepernick and what he had to say.
He is why he was kneeling. Incredibly smart man who said an incredibly dumb thing.
And I don't think that he's racist. And you know what the best thing he can do now is not this morning come out and make a statement. That's not what you do. You know what you do? You talk to your teammates.
You could do it individually, but
you need to talk to them, and you need to shut up, and you got to listen to these guys. And maybe for the first time, you'll open up your ears and realize why they've been doing this. And you know what? At that point, hopefully, as I said, I think this is something that, you know, Drew Brees, and at this point, it's not even as much about Drew Brees and how he's going to come out on this. It's whether or not Drew Brees learning something and saying something might help others who have had their ears shut from all this. I've just never understood how Colin Kaepernick could say over and over again, I talked to an Army veteran on how I could still respect the military and respect the flag, yet also make a statement. And he was told that by a veteran, and yet people still like, it's about the flag, which is unbelievable. All right, let's see Jeff on line one. What's up, Jeff?
How you guys doing? I just want to call and say that about Drew Brees. I don't know if you guys seen the movie The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
I feel like the first couple of plays, the team either preseason or even a practice, they're just going to just let him know that, you know, this is not acceptable. It might take some time. And
you're saying Toro situation. They're going to be just they're going to move out of the way and oops, my bad. Yeah, I mean, this
will probably be the first series that just like, hey, this is, you know, this is letting you know that we are here to like try to move forward, but this is going to be the problem. Just to let you know, it's kind of like we're going to put you in check for a little bit.
Yeah, well, I know. But once again, you know, this is one of those things where, as I said, I don't believe he's a bad guy. I just believe he hasn't listened.
Do you think he comes out with, like, some sort of, like, post or whatever? Like, all right, listen, the guy said something wrong. He was asked a question, and he answered it. And it, granted, it was just the
tone
way
deaf.
He answered it. It was just
tone deaf.
You know, it was definitely tone deaf. Granted, now,
tone, see, I hate that. That's a term right now that I don't like. Is because tone deaf means you're just doing.
Well, he's not listening.
That's what's happening right now.
I think it's more like he just didn't know. He's not listening.
Exactly.
He doesn't know the history of why this is being done. And you know, as I said, he's getting piled on right now, and rightly he should. But my whole thing is that the only way, and this is from just a dummy sitting and watching, but I think the only way that you are going to change people like Drew Brees is that if you give them the benefit of the doubt that they're going to learn, and that means giving him the chance to listen to his teammates and let them just air it out and speak their mind, because there would be nothing better right now than publicly one of the biggest players in the NFL to come out and say, you know what, I was wrong. And I learned, and here's what I learned. Because then you've got a lot of other people who are obviously like Drew Brees who might listen to what he said and goes, oh yeah, maybe I didn't know that. Maybe I was unaware of this. So this is something that can turn positive, But, man, if it doesn't, and if Drew Brees keeps that hard line, they're right. That guy's going to have crack ribs from week one. It's not going to be pretty. And on top of that, it's just going to be, I mean, like, why would you, like, if you're a teammate, I don't know how you function if you've got a guy like that who refuses to budge.
Well, the window is small. He has to get this done immediately. And it's a good thing they have a team meeting. He has to start today and then go to work for the rest of the summer repairing relationships.
Yeah, I don't think that there's going to be much progress if you can't give people the benefit of being able to change. Like if you've made up your mind about Drew Brees and that's it right now, and you won't change it, and you won't allow him to hopefully listen and learn, then you're just going to shut that people out. And you know what? To be quite honest, if you want change, everyone's got to change. And that's why at a moment like this, you got to step back. And you got to let him listen. And if he doesn't, then that's on him. But if he does, then you know what? Something positive has come out of it. A guy who is a leader in the NFL, who has stated before in the past that he didn't agree with this, has now go, now I know why. Yeah. And that's actual change.
And I just wanted to bring up what Aaron Rodgers said. I'm not sure if we actually read the quote, but he just mentions a few years ago we were criticized for locking arms in solidarity before the game. It has never been about the anthem or flag, not then, not now. Listen with an open heart. Let's educate ourselves and then turn word and thought into action. And I just think him coming out and saying that, I think in a way he's trying to take it away from, like, I think he likes Drew Brees, and I think that this is...
No, I think he's like, I'm the good guy! Finally! Well, give me good press!
Yeah, but like that's how I read it, too, by the way.
I know you hate me! That's how I read it. I'm okay!
I'm not him! I've been vilified the last year or two, but I'm not
right.
This guy!
Right.
No way!
I hope they're friends.
You can see the family problems I've had. Forget all about those. Look at that guy!
I hope they're friends. I hope he's backing his boy. But yes, the way you guys are saying it, I'm sure that's exactly what happened right away.
That's exactly what Aaron Rodgers is doing. Yeah. I know everyone
Don't
thinks
yourself.
I'm an a-hole.
I swear to God,
no.
I'm not the biggest a-hole today. It's a win.
That's right.
It's my birthday.
Sure, you stuck your foot in your mouth and yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, yesterday was Christmas for Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, man. By the way, somebody said, imagine the Saints Hard Knock series. Well, first of all, they've already picked the two most boring teams in the world. And that is the both LA teams, right?
Yeah,
isn't that
right.
What's gonna,
yes.
That's just going to suck. It's not going to be good. But, I mean, that would be fantastic. And, by the way, I can't pull up the clip, but somebody said, cue the Rocky IV. If I can change, if you can change, everybody can change. And then Hearts on Fire rolls and everybody's happy. All right, we will get to, in just a moment, Chris Forsberg, who the best news so far that we have had in a long, long time, basketball. Dates on calendars. It is back. How it's going to be done and how it benefits the Celtics, we will talk to Chris Forsberg from NBC Sports Boston right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Oh, right, 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's Dutcher and Rich. And just a moment, we're going to have Chris Forsberg on to talk about the launch of the NBA season, which obviously is fantastic news. But first, more fantastic news. Not only did I find out yesterday or this morning from the Joe Murray Twitter account, which is, what is it, Joey Murr 98.5? Is that what it is?
At Joey Murr on Twitter and okay. Instagram at Joey Murr 98.5.
Okay, so I found out there, first of all, what Joe Murray looks like without a beard. It is a very interesting.
It's a treat. It is.
It is a treat, so yes. You got that on there. But I also found out yesterday that Joe Murray is going to be teaching a masterclass on how to do your own podcast. Joe Murray, who's been very successful, he's been doing his own little video one, just sitting there, the Joe Murray podcast, which, of course, everybody loves. But he's not alone. He's doing it with somebody else, and that person is Sarge.
Oh!
You didn't know this, John?
I didn't know that part of it. No, I knew the first part of it. Yeah. I didn't know that Sarge was involved.
Yeah, Sarge has been an instructor in the past. He's taught all sorts of broadcasting curriculum.
But how'd that go?
All good.
How does that go? Are the people like enraptured? They're like, oh my God,
all right,
Sarge.
All right, ready? All right, for the yucks here. You know, people have asked, hey, I want to start a podcast. Where do I start?
Uh-huh.
And during all this time, I looked at what's the best program, what mic should I use, this, this, and that. So I'm like, somebody mentioned to me one day, like, hey, man, like, how did you start your podcast? And then more people asked and more people asked. And then finally, I'm like, maybe, like, I should do a Zoom class or something like that with, you know, with everybody getting these extra stimulus checks and being home all the time. For those people who want to do it, we're going to do a master class. It's going to be on June 16th at 6:30 via Zoom.
Okay, real quick. I'm not – listen, I am so wildly impressed by your hustle. It's amazing. Like, Joe Murray will never stop working.
You don't know the half of it. Like, Joe and I have been talking off the air for, like, the last hour and a half about all the stuff that he has done in his life.
Can I say one thing about any industry that you're in? And mine just happens to be that I've been in the radio industry. There are companies that pray for somebody who doesn't just show up and do only what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I'm always shocked at how few people there are that would be like, let me try to do more, or let me do this on the side to get better. Like Joe Murray is 1,000,000% hustle, and that is just, no one does that anymore. Like, no one. Do you know how many people have, like, gotten their foot in the door in radio, and I've kind of, like, given them the opportunity to try to do things that, like, you know, make them blossom or bloom, or I've suggested things, and then it's just like, yeah, I didn't really get around to that. And Joe Murray's sitting here kicking down doors, teaching classes, like, doing all this stuff. I mean, it's unbelievable. And so I think that to have you, Joe, teach it is great. How is Sarge a podcast expert?
I can't believe you waited that long to ask. I really need to know all the details of this.
What credentials?
What is he like standing in front of a room?
Stop. I don't mean to cut you off. I'm a bad host for bringing up something when we have a guest. But I want you to hold on to that.
820. Can we do this at 820?
Yeah, just I want you to – how – how is Sarge qualified to
teach
this class?
No, that's only one of many questions. I have many questions about this.
And I love Sarge. I do. But, I mean, I saw that yesterday, and I was like, hang on, what?
Yeah.
I mean, this really, it would be like an acting class, you know, taught by, let's say, Ian McKellen and Gary Tangley.
Yeah. I want you to step aside. let the real pro, teach
like,
this
Sarge,
one.
Sarge has been in part of a podcast, but, I mean... like, he's the Gary Tangway of podcasts. Gary Tangway's been in a movie or two, but I don't know if you're, like, having him teach a master class.
You were bored and needed someone else to join in? What happened?
I will let you explain it, because they said it's worth the money anyway because of you. Obviously, you've been very successful. But I just found that unbelievably weird.
All right, I do have a beef to pick with you, and it ain't a beef teriyaki from the Kowloon.
That screams masterclass to me.
So I can't wait. All right, but before all that, no commercials, just Joe Murray, the masterclass podcast teacher, his headlines. And then we have Chris Forsberg talking about real basketball returning next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed.
guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.